Welcome to the Banking and Financial Institutions Committee hearing today. We're going to establish a quorum. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Chairman Bradford?
He's here.
Chang? Caballero? Dolly? Durazo? Hueso? Portantino? Got a quorum.
Quorum is established. We have two items to hear today, and hopefully it'll be fairly quick. I see we have our author of ACR 115, Assemblywoman Kamlager. Are you prepared to make the presentation? Yes. Come forward and love to hear from you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Happy New Year to all of you illustrious senators. Good afternoon. I am here to present ACR 115, which urges banks that have open demand accounts with the state of California, that's Bank of America, Citigroup, JP Morgan, Chase, Union Bank, US Bancorp, and Wells Fargo, among others, to reconsider their lending practices and stop lending to gun manufacturers. It has been estimated that the United States experienced approximately one mass shooting every 15 days in 2019. The July shooting in Gilroy was felt by many throughout our country, but particularly here in California. Since last session ended, we experienced another mass shooting in Fresno, which left 4 killed and 6 injured. And so far this year, there have been 8 incidents in the United States in which 4 or more people have been shot. We should all be committed to ending gun violence, and to do so, we should act on multiple fronts. We must look at our habits, practices, and efforts as consumers and as providers to see how we share a part of the collective responsibility for the gun violence epidemic. Public discourse regarding gun violence often focuses on the demand factor. This resolution instead aims to shift discord towards supply. Other industries have taken a stand against gun manufacturers. Delta Airlines and Hertz broke with the NRA following the Parkland, Florida shooting. Just last year, Dick's Sporting Goods stopped selling guns and ammunition at 125 of their stores. This resolution is an opportunity for the banking industry to do more. While the relationship between banks and gun manufacturers are legal, we should ask financial institutions that lend to gun manufacturers, given the present gun mass shooting crisis occurring in our country, if they can do more. California already has a strong history of making value-based decisions against banks, using divestment as a social action tool. After years of protest, the UC Regents voted in 86 to divest $3.1 billion from companies doing business with the apartheid government of South Africa. It was the largest university divestment in the country. And in 2016, the state suspended relations with Wells Fargo following their account fraud scandal. The state treasurer removed Wells Fargo as a bookrunner on 2 municipal bond issuings, suspended investments with the bank, and removed the bank as the state's broker-dealer. This suspension lasted 2 years. And then in 2017, California cities divested from banks and businesses involved in fossil fuel projects such as pipelines and tar sands. Some banks have already taken action similar to ACR 115. For instance, Citibank banned retailers using their services from offering bump stocks and selling guns to underage consumers or those who have not passed background checks. And Bank of America then came out with its own set of restrictions, ending loans to companies that manufacture assault-style weapons used for non-military purposes. These examples show that banks can be guided by the public collective consciousness. This resolution encourages financial institutions to reevaluate their lending practices, particularly as they apply to gun manufacturers. With me today in support is Casey O'Connor, Legislative Director for the Office of the California State Treasurer Fiona Ma, as well as Rebecca Marcus of the Brady Campaign.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senators on the committee, as the Assemblywoman said, I'm Casey O'Connor, Legislative Director for the Treasurer. She sends her apologies. She couldn't be here. She was in a committee meeting she's chairing that ran over the allotted time. I'm sure you can all empathize. But the State Treasurer of California, her she sits on the CalPERS and CalSTRS boards. This is something that she's been discussing for quite some time. And the State of California and her departments and agencies have deposit accounts with numerous banking organizations, including but not limited to Bank of America Corporation, Citigroup, JP Chase, JP Morgan Chase and Company, Union Bank, MUFG, US Bank Corp, and Wells Fargo. Equally important, the state has other business relationships with many of these organizations as well. The other relationships enable California to sell its debt securities, finance critical infrastructure needs, and purchase marketable securities for the state's pooled money investment account managed in the Treasurer's office. Some of these banks have business relationships with gun manufacturers whose guns have been involved in some of the nation's deadliest mass shootings. These include the Aurora Movie Theater, Columbine High School, New Life Church, the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, San Bernardino, Sandy Hook, and Sutherland Springs Church. In 2018 alone, California experienced more than 30 mass shootings, causing advocacy groups and elected officials to examine the state's gun laws. In response, a group of investors and financial managers, including CalPERS, CalSTRS, State Street Global Advisors, San Francisco Employees Retirement System, and nine others with assets equal to $4.8 trillion, came together to ask the civilian firearms industry to comply with five common sense principles. These principles are meant to be sensible and not intended to be prescriptive in nature. Companies are free to apply the principles in a manner they deem appropriate. However, there is more to be done by companies within existing regulatory boundaries to advance safety and the responsible use of civilian firearms. These principles include safer and more traceable technology, adoption of responsible dealer practices, the establishment of complete background checks, and education and training of employees at distributors. In addition, CalSTRS divested from Remington Outdoor, a gun manufacturer creating firearms ban in California. The pension fund commented that the divestment of the pension fund's holding was a result of staying true to the value of its beneficiaries. The state treasurer strives to ensure that the state's business relationships with banks align with the state's values. By the same token, the state's business relationships with these banks needs to be subjected to thoughtful deliberation, objective analysis of the character of these relationships, and development of purposeful plans for managing those relationships. ACR 115 will set the stage for California to begin researching and analyzing its business relationships with financial institutions lending to gun manufacturers to accomplish these goals. I am confident that a rigorous, disciplined approach to these common sense principles will produce good outcomes for all Californians. We respectfully request your aye vote when it's time. Thank you.
Next witness.
Good afternoon, Chair and members. Rebecca Marcus representing Brady United Against Gun Violence. I'm here today to ask the committee for an aye vote on ACR 115. Key players in the gun violence crisis in the United States are the gun manufacturers producing anything from a handgun to a military-style assault weapon. ACR 115 sets the expectation for the California state government to be pioneers and exemplars in urging banks to divest and distance relationships with gun manufacturers in order to inhibit one of the key factors in the gun epidemic. A nearly unlimited supply of loans from big banks continue to grow manufacturing rates. For those reasons and the ones already stated, I urge an aye vote on ACR 115. Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional witnesses in support of this resolution? Seeing hearing none. Witnesses in opposition? Seeing none. Bringing it to the committee. Any questions or concerns by the committee? Senator Caballero.
Mr. Chair, and I want to recognize and thank the author for bringing this resolution forward. And I recognize that it is a resolution. We had a discussion about some objective criteria, because the resolution basically is a little amorphous, because it says the values of mirror the people of California's values. And however, the resolution does have some very specific things in it that that this legislature has voted on that are prohibited in the state of California, in particular military-style assault weapons to the public, background checks, bump stock, high-capacity magazines. So in our discussion, Some of that's in here, but I was just concerned about the wording. And after some discussion, it was clear to me that what the author is interested in doing is sparking a discussion with the shareholders so that the shareholders can be involved in making the decisions about what kind of investment should be made. And those are, I think, really important. And so I want to be able to support this. The author has indicated she's willing to take and add that statement that the goal is to have the shareholders be part of the discussion and that they that it really go before them. And with that in mind, I'm prepared to support it today.
Additional questions or comments from committee? Seeking a motion, we have a motion by Senator Durazo, and we have a due pass recommendation to the floor. Madam Secretary, please call the roll. Assemblywoman, would you like to close?
I just want to thank the senator for giving me some of her time for us to have this conversation and echo some of the statements shared by Casey that in this resolution it is about having thoughtful deliberations and conversations and real plans from as many industries as possible, but specific to the banking industry, to talk about how we have a shared collective responsibility to finding solutions. And with that, I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Motion is due pass to the floor. Senator Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Chang?
No.
Chang, no. Caballero?
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Dally? Durazo? Durazo, aye. Hueso? Portantino? Portantino, aye.
That's 3-1. We'll leave that matter open. Four to one. That measures out. And we'll leave it open for absent members to add on. Thank you, Assemblywoman. We're now waiting for our next author, Senator Hertzberg. And if he's not here in 5 minutes, we're going to walk out and leave him. No.
Decided to show up. Well, I was going a little slower because I ate too much birthday cake at my friend's birthday party.
We don't. I would say we can hold it. Yeah, I might agree on that.
I didn't do it, and I'll never do it again.
Okay. We're here to hear item one, Senator Hertzberg, SB 522. Senator, when you're ready, you may begin.
First and foremost, lesson of the day is that I graciously and proudly accept the amendments of this committee, the recommended amendments and the analysis. This measure was brought to my office by our Secretary of State, Mr. Padilla, in an effort to try to streamline and deal with some of the efficiencies and challenges that he has in his office. As you know, he has many responsibilities beyond just voting. He deals with all the business records, and when you file for articles of incorporation with the Secretary of State's office or documents for a limited liability corporation or an LLP, there's certain standards, and when you there's some challenge that he brought to our office that there's a when you go to seek to reserve a name, there's different standards that are used depending upon whether it's a corporate entity or a limited liability entity, and what he's trying to do is to avoid the exceptions and conform the standards to make his office work better. And in that, I will pass this to the Secretary of State's office to further articulate the position.
Good afternoon, Chairman Bradford and members. Ted Mulhauser on behalf of Secretary of State Alex Padilla. Secretary Padilla is proud to sponsor Senate Bill 522, which will make it easier to do business in California by adopting a distinguishable in the records standard for approving new corporation names. This bill will reduce the time it takes to compare proposed corporate names against existing names. Through automation and other anticipated efficiencies, the Secretary of State's office will be able to add staff resources now to other key business program areas and improve customer service. We thank the committee and stakeholders for suggesting the clarifying amendments taken by the author and respectfully request your support. Thank you.
Witnesses in support.
Sorry, sir, the bus is out there. They're a little bit late. There's a couple of buses coming in in support.
Just like you, a little late. Witnesses in opposition. Seeing and hearing. I think the bus of opposition's out there, too. They're running a little late, so I'm gonna wait on them as well. Any questions by the committee? Move the bill. It's been moved by our vice chair, Senator Chiang. I want to thank the author for this measure. I want to thank you for working with the committee and just addressing those technical amendments that we felt was going to make this measure a little bit better. And I clearly understand the challenge that the Secretary of State's office has, and hopefully we, through this measure, will streamline that process. So with that, we have a due pass with amendments to Senate appropriations. Yes, they will cross the amendments in the Appropriations Committee. So, again, we have a due pass with the amendments to be taken in the Senate Appropriations. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Motion is due pass with amendments to be taken in Appropriations. Senator Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Chiang?
Aye.
Chiang, aye. Caballero?
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Daly? Durazo? Durazo, aye. Hueso? Portantino? Portantino, aye.
That measures out 6 votes. Thank you, Senator. Congratulations.
Chairman, thank you very much.
Five. We get some adding problems today. So five, but it's out. Members, that concludes our business. I will leave the roll open for a few minutes.
I need a different color pen.
Just in case. All right. Well, it's no need to keep it open. We've just been informed that Senator Daly will not be in attendance as well. So that concludes our business. The banking and financial institutions stands adjourned. Thank you, members.